Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about the magic of manga, or manga, as they say in Japanese, which is manhwa in Mandarin, comic books, basically.
Uh-huh.
And comic books, or manga, as we call them in the USA, they're pretty popular. Although if you're in the USA and you hear the word manga, it's referring specifically to Japanese comic books.
Yeah, if they're talking about American or English comic books, they'll use the phrase
comic books
or comics even.
Yep.
But if you hear them say manga, I know we say manga here, but it's manga in English, they're definitely talking about the Japanese style of comic book art. And that's what we're focusing on for our lesson today, which is going to be fun for many of our listeners.
Indeed. So we'll talk about manga in today's program, what characterizes it, what makes it special. So Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson right now, one time. The popularity of comic books has never been higher, and manga, the Japanese style of comic book art, is one of the most popular and easily recognizable forms. The word literally means whimsical sketches, and these kinds of illustrations have existed since the 12th century. Modern manga, however, first appeared in post-war Japan. At that time, these comics were deeply influenced by Western comic books, but they soon took on a style of their own. Nowadays, manga plays a major role in the Japanese publishing industry, a billion-dollar market worldwide. Characters in manga often have large, almond-shaped eyes, which make it easy for artists to depict various emotions. Other than by using exaggerated facial expressions, emotions can also be conveyed by additional effects, such as drops of sweat for when a character is embarrassed or worried. Plots in manga tend to be complex and sensational and take the characters on journeys of self-discovery. One of the most beloved manga series in Japan and abroad is Naruto. The series, which began in 1999, follows the story of Naruto Uzumaki, a young boy who dreams of becoming the best ninja in his village. It involves romance, betrayal, and plenty of fighting, which seems to be the perfect recipe for successfully attracting readers. Naruto has sold more than 126 million copies in Japan and has won awards overseas. The series has been made into a popular anime, as well as several successful movies, video games, and other tie-in products. There are numerous styles of manga, ranging from cute comics that encourage children to read to realistically drawn graphic novels with mature themes. No matter what kind of manga you're interested in, a good manga can transport you to a world of adventure, humor, and even self-discovery.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're talking about manga or manga today, the popular style of comic books. That are honestly, if we're talking about manga or manga, it comes from Japan. If you're talking about the popularity of something, it's the state of being really liked or enjoyed or something that's done by a large number of people. It's really popular. Popular is the adjective form. Popularity is the noun form. I could say, for example, acupuncture, which comes from China, has gained in popularity. In the West. It's become more popular in the West. A lot of times when we use popularity, we'll use the phrase, something has grown or gained in popularity. Here we're talking about how the popularity of comic books has never been higher. It's at an all-time high. A lot of people love it.
Indeed, and we've got the word manga here, M-A-N-G-A, which is from Japanese, but in English, oftentimes, you know, A-N words are an, like man, can, etc. So we say manga, even though in Japanese it's manga. So this is a Japanese style of comic book art, as separate from other types of comic books. It's one of the most popular and easily recognizable forms. Manga, usually to me, just means Japanese-style comic books, although they have many different styles. And it's very popular, of course, and very recognizable. If something is recognizable, it can be recognized. People know it when they see it. They can identify it and they say, hey, I know what that is. That's manga. That's Japanese comic book style.
And it is very recognizable these days. Now, the word literally means whimsical sketches. That's cute. If something is literal, it just means it's exactly what the word means. So it really, if it's just translated directly, it means whimsical sketches. Whimsical is a word that means kind of unusual, but it's in a playful way or it's amusing to you. It's not serious. For example, when I see this word whimsical, I always think of the movie or the book, Alice in Wonderland. It's kind of whimsical. A sketch is a quick, rough drawing that shows the features of an object or a scene. Tom does a lot of sketching. You can sketch as a verb or have sketch as a noun. So it's just kind of playful, fun, amusing drawings. And these kind of illustrations have existed since the 12th century. That's 1100 A.D., An illustration can be a picture or a drawing in a book or a magazine. They kind of tell a story, show what you're trying to describe.
Exactly. Usually they're drawings. I guess technically they could be photographs as well, but when I see the word illustration, I always think of a drawing.
Me too.
And they have existed since the 12th century, which is, how long ago? About 800, 900 years or so. And modern manga, however, first appeared in post-war Japan. Gee, lots of things first appeared in post-war Japan. We're talking about World War II after it ended in 1945. Lots of things changed in Japan at that time. So at that time, after 1945, these comics were deeply influenced by Western comic books, which were quite popular, at least in the United States and Europe at that time. So, yes, in Japan, they were kind of rebuilding their country, and somebody, maybe the American military, brought these comic books over.
Oh, true, yeah.
And they saw, you know, like the Americans gave
the
Japan
soldiers,
baseball
yeah.
and stuff like that. So, yeah, why not comic books, too? But, of course, they had their own ideas at the beginning. The first manga comic books looked kind of like American comics, but later on they took on a style of their own. And here, to take on something means that you adapt this style, it becomes your own. You kind of change things a little bit. It's not in its original form. It's in a form that you like. And nowadays, up to the present time, manga plays a major role in the Japanese publishing industry, which is a billion-dollar market worldwide. You don't have to go too far to find Japanese comic books on the shelves of your local bookstore, not just here in Taiwan and in Japan, but also in the U.S. I noticed, the last couple of times I was in the U.S., there's a whole new section in the bookstore for graphic novels. Of course, there are, people who do comic books in the United States as well, but a lot of them are just simply translated from the Japanese version. So, indeed, it is a huge publishing industry. Publishing is all about printing books and magazines, and this is the industry. It's still very profitable to publish comic books.
A billion-dollar market. There are a lot of people who are interested in purchasing these comic books. That's a lot of money to be made out there. Well, characters in manga or manga often have these really big almond-shaped eyes. Almond is a nut. I was looking this up the other day because I hear different pronunciations. You can say it with the L, almond, but the primary pronunciation actually doesn't have an L in it. It's just almond.
Really?
Yeah, which is interesting. I grew up saying almond.
Me too.
I think you did too.
Sure.
But if you look up Merriam-Webster, they used almond.
Almond.
It's
like
a
palm tree.
It's
sort of.
Yeah, palm, calm.
The L is kind of silent.
It's
yeah.
silent. It's a beautiful shaped eye, so it kind of looks like that nut. It makes it easy for artists to depict various emotions. When I first saw manga, I thought they were making their eyes big to copy foreigners.
Really?
But this makes sense, too. If you want to depict various emotions, it means you're showing those emotions, like sadness and happiness, I guess if their eyes are bigger, you can see more of what they're feeling. Your emotions are your feelings.
Exactly. So they're describing them in detail, these various emotions, many different emotions. Other than by using exaggerated facial expressions, emotions can also be conveyed by additional effects, such as drops of sweat for when a character is embarrassed or worried. So in this sentence, we have the pattern, other than something, but also, okay? So other than using this, you can also do that. So here, other than using exaggerated facial expressions, you can also use different kinds of emotions.
Other than here simply means besides these things. I could also change this sentence by saying, in addition to using additional effects, such as this and this, they can use this.
You could also say, besides using exaggerated facial expression, blah, 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 blah.
So besides can simply be substituted there as in addition to can as well. So exaggerated means to make something larger or greater than normal. For example, if you're an actor, if you act on stage, everything is exaggerated. Your movements, your voice is louder than if you were acting in a movie or on TV. Then it's very quiet. You don't have to kind of yell and project your voice. If someone exaggerates, they usually make the story sound better than it usually is.
But yes, other than using these exaggerated facial expressions like a big grin or some furrowed eyebrows or something like that, you can also convey emotions with additional effects. Here to convey just means to move one thing from one place to another, like pipes convey water from the water plant to your house. But here you're just trying to let people know what that emotion is, to depict it, to portray that emotion, to convey it to the reader.
So here, instead of meaning to transport, it means to make something known to someone. It could mean that you're expressing something or you're communicating something. For example, I could say words convey meaning. Or I could simply say words communicate meaning or words express meaning. I could say, words could not convey his joy, or words could not express his joy. He had to do something besides just talk. So here, convey means to let someone know how you're feeling or let somebody know what you're trying to express. So you can convey additional effects by using drops of sweat. If a character is embarrassed, they feel confused or maybe really foolish, because they did something in front of other people that they wish they hadn't done. So if you want to show that a character in the comic is embarrassed, you might use large drops of sweat.
Exactly. So yes, you might be embarrassed. Don't say you're embarrassing. That means you're an embarrassing person. But here you feel this way, you are embarrassed, or you might be worried, so there'll be drops of sweat. And indeed, we can talk more about the manga in just a couple of seconds. So I think it's time for us to take... Oh, I'm so tired. I think it's time for us to take a little bit of a break and let our Chinese teacher talk to you for a few minutes. Take it away.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十单元。今天谈的主题呢是漫画。提到漫画呢，英文呢，其实我们讲的字跟日文讲的字不太一样，因为在日本日文里头，它讲 manga。就是指漫画。首先呢，就说到漫画它受欢迎的程度是怎么样 ？Has never been higher。这个 has never been higher 就是从来没有再更高过。其实意思就是一直都是居高不下的。而所谓的 manga 就是日本式的这种漫画艺术，它也是最容易辨识的这种漫画形式之一。那提到现代漫画，它事实上是第二次世界大战以后在日本出现的。我们看到这里用一个 post-war Japan， 这个 war 指的是第二次世界大战，而 post 这个字首它是跟 pre 相对的一个字首， pre 是在什么之前，而 post 就是在什么之后，所以就是指大战后。他当时在大战后才首次于日本出现，而在那个时候呢，这些漫画还蛮受西方漫画的影响。不过很快，日本漫画就有自己的 style， 自己的风格了。 那到现在呢，其实漫画它已经在日本的出版业里面占着重要的角色。好喽，那我们再来往下看，下面就说到了一个片语，大家注意到 other than by using exaggerated facial expressions， 在这个开头里头的 other than 这个片语就是除了什么之外。不过 other than 它是很中性的哦，并不像说 besides except 它是有包含在内啊，包含在外那个界限哦。other than 其实就是不同于什么，除此之外，它是很中性的一个字哦。除了它是用到这种夸张的脸部表情之外，其实它的情绪还可以用别的效果来表达。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about manga. How to identify manga, how to recognize them. We talked about their use of almond-shaped eyes, and they can depict these emotions with exaggerated facial expressions or with the drops of sweat for when a character is embarrassed or worried. And plots in manga tend to be complex and sensational. A plot is basically the storyline, what happens...in the story, so that's the plot. Sometimes it's very difficult to figure out the plot of some Hollywood movies, for example. Sometimes they're very complicated. Who's doing what and what happened there and what was the meaning of that? I sometimes can't follow the plot of something, but yes, sometimes these plots or storylines can be quite complex.
And sensational. Sensational means...they're kind of interesting, maybe even shocking, so they give you some shocking details.Sometimes when I buy the Apple newspaper here in Taipei, I think, wow, those are kind of sensational headlines or sensational illustrations that kind of shock the reader. Well, the plots tend to take the characters on journeys of self-discovery, discovering who they really are. One of the most beloved manga series in Japan and abroad is called Naruto. This series began in 1999, and it follows the story of a character named Naruto Uzumaki. He's a young boy, and his big dream is to become the best ninja in his village. A ninja is a specially trained fighter in Japanese martial arts.
Yeah, they wear the black clothing, and they've got that sword. Renja, I think it is in Chinese. And yes, ninja. He wants to be the best one, the best ninja in his village. And this story or this series of comic books involves romance, betrayal, and plenty of fighting. We all like that. Romance, of course, is love between boys and girls. Betrayal, oh, he's starting to see another girl. I feel betrayed. He has let me down. And also we've got lots of fighting. I don't think this would be fighting between the boyfriend and the girlfriend, but probably between...You know, the good guy and the bad guy, they're fighting and they're trying to win and be the best ninja in the village. And that, all of those things seem to be the perfect recipe formula for successfully attracting readers. A recipe is just a set of instructions on how to prepare certain kinds of food, a set of instructions for preparing a particular dish. But in this case, we're talking about different kinds of elements in the comic book that people expect to see, and therefore they will buy the comic books and the publisher will make tons of money.
Yeah, it seems to be meaning, that's kind of what it suggests or shows. We're not positive about this, but that's what it appears, to be. The perfect formula, as Tom said, a recipe...Because it's been very successful, it sold more than 126 million copies in Japan. It's also won lots of awards overseas. Now, the series has been made into a popular anime, a cartoon, as well as several successful movies, video games, and other tie-in products, as well as simply means in addition to. I could simply substitute as well as withAnd, that's all I need to do. Mm. So they've really done well with this. A tie-in product, we often see this when there's a movie, and they also have products that you can go to the store and buy that are toys that maybe are dolls of some of the characters in a movie, like Harry Potter or some of these cartoons that are popular. So tie-in means it's a toy, usually a toy, that's connected with a movie or television show that is also able to be purchased.
Right. Related products, maybe pencil cases and other stationery items, notebooks and stuff that have the Naruto image.
Uh-huh.
Those are all tie-in products. And there are numerous styles of manga, ranging from cute comics that encourage children to read to realistically drawn graphic novels with mature themes. So we've got a range of styles here. There are numerous styles, many styles, and we're talking about a range, ranging from something to something else. Cute comics, maybe that would be Doraemon or something. They're kind of cute.
Doraemon?
Yeah. I'm using the Japanese.
You are, yeah.
I don't really know how to say it in English, actually.
Doraemon is how we say it in English,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, those might be the cute comics.
Uh-huh.
And they're encouraging children to read. But then also you can get these realistically drawn graphic novels with mature themes. Maybe an example would be the series that my daughter likes to read, Attack on Titan. I understand that's very popular nowadays. They're very realistically drawn graphic novels with these big titans attacking the city. And, you can see all the muscle fibers on these monsters and stuff. So if something's realistic, that means it looks real. It doesn't really look like a comic book. They get all the shading right. So the eyes look perfect. They look like almost like photographs.
Cool. They're graphic novels. We use this when we are talking about things that are drawn, that use pictures and shapes. But we also use it to describe stories that are kind of shocking or maybe even unpleasant, that show death and fighting and blood and stuff like that.
Violence.
Mature themes would include things like death and things that are done that are mostly related to criminal activities.
Could be maybe romance as well. They're more mature themes. It kind of depends.
Yeah.
If it moves beyond puppy love and stuff like that, then it might be more mature themes. Might need your parents to be looking over your shoulder,
yeah,
kids, to make sure you're not reading something you
shouldn't
be.
Not for young children.
And, well, it doesn't really matter what kind you're interested in. So no matter what kind of manga you're interested in, a good manga can transport you to a world of adventure, humor, and even self-discovery. Boy, that's what I want. So here we've got this pattern. No matter what you are feeling, no matter what the first case is, it can still do this for you. And again, what kind of manga you're interested in? Well, it's a good manga. It can transport you. Transport actually means to take or carry something from one place to another. You can be transported, for example, from Taipei to Kaohsiung by the Gautier, high-speed rail.
High-speed rail.
In only
a
couple of hours, it can transport you there lickety-split.
It can also mean this, and this is what it means here. It makes someone imagine that they're in a different place or a different time or a different world. For example, the Harry Potter books transported me to a world of wizards and witches and magic. It was like I was living in a different time and place. So if manga or manga is really good, you actually can put yourself in a different world. It's kind of cool. And forget your troubles. Leave your troubles behind. Okay, everybody. Someone who's going to help us understand just a little bit more is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
好，我们继续来看，谈到漫画里面角色的样子，谈到他脸部的表情，他怎么描绘他的情绪。那我们再来看日本呢，在本国跟海外最受欢迎的漫画之一，那就是 Naruto， 中文是翻成火影忍者。很可能很多人都看过这个漫画了。那这个漫画开始在1999年，那提到说里面的角色，当时他想成为在他村里面最好的 Ninja。 Ninja 这个单字讲的就是日本文化里面的忍者。那再来他就说到了这个里头的故事啊，有 romance， 有 betrayal， 有 plenty of fighting， 换句话说既有爱情又有背叛又有打斗，这些呢好像就是吸引读者的绝佳素材。我们看到他用这个单字 recipe 其实本来是指食谱，当然谈食谱就是里面要用到什么样的材料。 那我们用来讲小说，就是指作者在故事里面用到的一些素材。再来继续往下看，下面就说到这个作品非常的受欢迎，不但吸引了、很多的读者，而且他还、赢得了很多的奖项。那最后这个作品还被改编成为有名的 anime， 我们看到这个字 anime， 这个字其实讲的就是动漫。在英文里面我们讲到 animation， 我们知道动画指的是 animation， 可是特别指日本的动漫的时候，我们会用 anime 这个单字哦。再来下面就说除此之外它还怎么样， as well as 指的就是它同时还有电玩其他周边产品的出现。好，来最后这边这一段讲的就是说漫画呢当然很多元，它这边用到 ranging from， 好看到咯，这个 ranging 叫 ing， 就告诉你这是一个分词，那接下来的就是一个分词片语。那其实我们用 range 这个当动词的时候，就是指范围涵盖了什么，它后面就常常用 from blah 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 to blah blah blah， 也就是从什么到什么。那这边呢 ranging from 就可以看到后面还有一个 to， 这应该连在一起哦。那这个分词片语讲的也就是它范围涵盖的内容，它呢其实从小孩子看的可爱漫画一直到成人看的成熟议题都有。好，来再来最后呢就提到说，不管是哪一种漫画，其实呢一个好的漫画它一定会 transport you to a world of adventure, humor and even self-discovery。 这个 transport 动词用得很好，意思就是把你带到什么样的世界里。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you get a chance to pick up a copy of that Naruto series if you haven't seen it before now. And we hope that you learned some great English terms to describe the magic of manga. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.